Road construction, left lane closed. Answer at McMahon or McMahon, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
Road construction, another left lane closed. Academy Road East at Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus.
Why would they... I'm sorry. I'm just really upset right now.
Phone number is 505-338-3700. That's 505-338. No, that's our phone number.
I was like, wait a second.
Okay, start over. Blah, 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 traffic, la, 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 la. Traffic's brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvert campus, 505-338-3669. That's the actual phone number. It's 505-338-3669. That's your look at traffic.
Okay, yes. I'm really upset.
Why?
We talk about this pretty much every time McMahon comes up on the...
Yeah, McMahon.
On the map.
McMahon.
But why do they spell it like that if it's McMahon?
McMahon.
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 It's McMahon. That's McLeod.
Yeah, McLeod. Why would they...
It's McLeod.
Right.
It's McLeod.
Pretty sure to everyone else that doesn't know that, it's McLeod.
Yeah, I call it McLeod now, but that's because of you. I always just knew, like, no, that's McLeod. Why is it McLeod? I don't know. Some crazy Scottish guy decided to spell it like that, and we went with it.
Which is crazy, because I was reading a story about how people won't go very far if they have poor grammar.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
So, great. Sorry about that.
So, this next generation of tweeters and texters, man.
I know.
Good luck with that. I mean...
LOL what?
G-U-D. Good. That spells good, right?
Good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So, one of my least favorite things in the universe to do... I was reading this article. I have to share this real quick. Okay?
Okay.
Everything these days... You can't just be a fan of something except for static radio without having to, like, sign up for something. You need an account, which means you need a password.
You don't need an account to be a fan of static radio.
You can just be a fan of static. You can be a Klingon, and you don't need anything other than like an email address, and then we can send you cool emails and fun stuff and all that greatness. But pretty much everywhere you go now, it's like you need a password online.
To like look at it, like, you want to see this awesome picture?
It's frustrating. My least favorite are when you need a new password, like every 3 months or so. It's like...
I just went through that.
Time to reset the password. No! I'm out of passwords. According to a new survey, actually, some 38% of people think attempting to solve world peace would be more manageable than trying to deal with yet another set of login credentials. This was according to a recent Harris Interactive poll. This one threw me for a loop. Another 38% agreed with the statement, saying, I would rather do chores, i.e. laundry, dishes, or clean the toilet, than have to create another new username or password.
It's true.
It's to that point where it's like, you know what, dude? I'd rather clean poo out of the toilet than have to try and come up with a new password.
I just had to come up with a new password for my computer. And it was like, you've had this for way too long. Reset. And I was like, dang it.
Yeah.
So I just took a number off, like one of the numbers off.
What drives me crazy, because I don't have a ton of passwords with, you know, it's like, oh, okay, here's what it is. You get a password, and it's like, sorry, it needs to be at least this many characters. Ah! So then you do it. Sorry, it's got to have at least one number. Ah! Okay, so sorry, it's got to have at least one uppercase and lowercase.
Are you
like,
kidding?
How am I going to remember this?
I know.
I'm not going to remember this.
That's what I'm going through right now. Tomorrow, when I have to log back into my computer, it's not going to know. I'm just going to mess it up for like 3 times. Like, why isn't it working?
Yeah.
And I'm going to realize, oh, that's right. Dumb computer.
Yeah. Yeah, totally the computer's fault. Nearly 3 in 5 adults have 5 or more unique passwords.
No.
Which is smart, because that's what I do.
I mean, of course.
I mean, that's totally what I do.
Yep.
Always. While 30% have at least 10 unique passwords, 8% of people said they have more than 20 unique passwords.
I have to write that stuff down.
Interestingly enough, it's older people, actually, who are better at switching things up when it comes to this. Adults between the ages of 13 18, sorry, and 34 years old have an average of 6 different passwords, while older age groups average more than 8 per person. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, the older you get, I guess, the better you are with, like, passwords.
Because they write everything down, probably.
And no, it's but that's
probably
not good.
It's probably available as soon as you walk into their house.
That's the big thing,
like,
with me.
On the, like, fridge.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
I know, you have to remember them.
We borrowed, my mom, before she moved, she had this apartment, so she had this gun safe, and she didn't want it, you know, like, mm-hmm. in this apartment. So we had it at our place for a while. And, she always forgot the combination. And so she kept writing it down. And I'm like, Mom, that defeats the purpose of the safe. Just write it down and leave it by the safe. And I'm like, then why do you even have a safe?
I know.
Why do we even lock it then if you're just going to leave the password
That's
to it?
So
or
funny.
The combination to it right there. It's like, well, so I don't forget. I'm like, oh, man.
Whoa.
So then me, I'm like, okay, you, I threw all that away, of course. You give me the password, I'll write it down. And I'll put it in the same place. Well, I forgot where I put it. So then we couldn't get into it because I'm like, I know I wrote it down and I put it somewhere safe. It's around here. I have no idea where I put it.
It's around all this room.
I have no idea where I put it. So it's gone. It's gone.
So you don't know how to get into the safe.
Yeah, no clue. So my mom figured it out finally, but yeah. It was unbelievable. So I'm the worst. Yeah, I'm the worst when it comes to that. But yeah, the variety of passwords is way too much. Dude.
Yeah. Okay. So the other day I was paying a bill online.
Uh huh.
And it says, okay, login information. I'm like, okay, why do you use this login? So I put that was correct. Put the password incorrect. Oh no, what's my password?
Right.
And so I tried a different password. Incorrect. I'm like, what did I use?
Yeah.
I went through all of my passwords that I've ever used, and it wasn't that. I was like, dang it. And then I got locked out of my account.
No so way.
Now I have to figure out how to get back into that account.
Yeah. According to the survey, 37% of respondents said they have to ask for username or password help at least once a month.
Oh,
at
yeah.
At least.
I totally
so,
needed to, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't we go through this yesterday, like, for the station?
Yeah, trying to get into... Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. You're right. We really did go through this yesterday. And we had to actually contact them to reset our password.
Yes.
Because we couldn't figure it out. It's unbelievable.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
It's funny.
It drives me crazy. I can't do it. So, anyways, yeah, 505-338-3700, the phone number on that one. 38% of people surveyed would rather clean a toilet than try and think of a new password.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
I can't.
I have like... Yeah, I only have a couple.
I have 3 that I can remember right offhand.
There you go.
So...
Yeah, nine times out of 10. It's usually like one of my passwords... Oh, wait. Okay, this one's capital. Which one did I capitalize? Because you can't just capitalize the first letter.
I capitalized it based on the importance of the bill.
Ah, nice.
This
but you can't
totally...
capitalize the first letter because that's obvious. It's a secret password. It's got to be secret.
Actually, one of my most difficult passwords is here at work.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's so many numbers
no
in random places.
No one cares at work, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't make up the password. Stever. Stever knows my password. There's so many numbers in random places.
Yeah, dude, I'm not a fan. Static.
Hi, this is Becky. How are you guys?
Hey,
hi, Becky.
Yeah, this whole password username thing. So I have one set of passwords that I use just for work. So my username is always the same for work, and then I just put different passwords, sort of, that I keep changing the number, you know.
Right,
like
right.
Mitch said, you know, you just change that number at the end, and they're pretty cool. But then you get up to, you know, whatever it is, 10,000, you know, you're... and then for home, for, you know, for personal stuff, I have a username, and so I have a different password. But again, you have to have that weird, you know, uppercase special character number thing.
Yeah.
And then there's those ones that they generate the number, the password for you, and it's like Mervrkenmer.
Yeah.
And you're like, and how am I supposed to remember Mervrkenmer?
You're hoping it stays copied the
right.
entire time.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what? So, yeah, you got those kinds. So, yeah, I would rather probably pretty much wash my cat. you know, yeah. then deal with it. So, yeah.
So true.
I love it.
Baby.
Okay, well, God bless, guys.
God bless you, too. Thanks, Becky.
Bye-bye.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Dude, Chrissy can... I was trying to get into, I don't even remember what it was. And I'm like, what's your password? Because I kept trying to figure it out. There's no way. And then she gets in on there. It's like, it was like 47. I couldn't even fathom how she remembers something like that. It was the longest password I've ever seen in my life.
It's so funny because I actually have a friend, Becca and Jesse Lesko.
It's so weird to me.
I went over to their house. I'm like, hey, what's your internet password? And like, usually it's like 000000000 or something, right?
Right.
And I'm like, okay. And they're like, I didn't. And Becca's like, I didn't realize I was setting the password. When I was typing this, I thought it was like the question for the it, and then the answer was the password. And so it's like a sentence with spaces and punctuation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, oh gosh, something about lambs. So don't ever think you're going to be able to get into the Lesko's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, dude, it's unbelievable to me. So, but there it is. 37% of people said they have to ask for their username or password from at least one website every single month. Another 38% said they would rather do chores like cleaning the toilet than have to create a new password. And yet another 38% said they think solving world peace would be more manageable than trying to deal with yet another set of login credentials. Static.
Hey, this is Sunny. Good morning.
Good morning, Sunny.
I have a mind like a steel trap.
Oh, what does that even mean?
I wish I knew what that meant.
I have all my kids' social security numbers memorized.
That's Chrissy.
Me too.
That's Chrissy.
I have my husband's social security number. I have all their passwords memorized. I have all my passwords memorized. I have my husband's passwords memorized. I have all my old phone numbers memorized. I just have this thing with numbers where I remember every number I've ever come across.
I'm high-fiving you through the phone because I'm the same way.
That's Chrissy. I can't fathom that. Yeah,
I can't help it. It's just crazy. I have all these numbers in my head.
I rarely remember my own Social Security. It's when they're like, oh, what's the last four on the account? I'm like, hold on. You're going to have to give me a second.
See, I have numbers memorized, and it's really unfortunate for everyone in this office because before I was in front of this microphone,
yeah.
I was the receptionist. So people are like, oh, what's so-and-so's number? I'm like, oh, I totally have that memorized.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'm like,
you know everybody's phone number.
I do.
Ever. Who calls into the, yeah.
Into if I saw your number on the caller ID, I have it memorized.
You do?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. If I see that. Otherwise, if I have you on speed dial, I know your speed dial number.
There you go.
You're like, oh, you're two.
Yeah. Right on, Sunny. Thanks for calling.
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye-bye.
You too. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Just before 7 o'clock, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, we're going to have Clay Schroff later in the studio. One place planning on fining for something we've talked about in the past, something interesting. We'll get to that. Also, what one Christian dude did on church property.
What one Christian dude did on church property.
Talking about that coming up as well. Also right back with Thrice. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's construction on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, as well as Wyoming at San Antonio. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. But you can't call them right now because we're going to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of soaps.
Me too.
Good old soaps.
That espresso was really good yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's all you got yesterday. One little shot of... You should ask for the cup of love.
Thank you for calling Solomon's Porch. This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
What's up, y'all?
How are you, man?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
This is like
good. Multiple
times in one week.
I was just telling Ian that. I was like, hey, this is the second time I got to answer the phone. I'm like, months here.
Yeah. Dude, this is crazy. I like this.
Hey, I'm down. This is cool.
This is good.
This is good.
So, Mitch, I know yesterday she had a shot of espresso, which was kind of weird.
Really?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like super
good.
Departure shot in the arm.
Yeah.
But
well, you can get as many shots as you want.
What are you doing today?
Actually, well, one, I want a Stever, please.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And...
like bacon and red Stever?
Bacon and red if you have it. Otherwise, whatever. Not sausage.
I get you. All right.
Thank you. Do I want a drink? Here, you go.
Oh, man. Well, I always get the exact same
right.
thing.
I have four seconds.
I was going to say, have you guys tried green tea yet?
No.
Man, if you haven't tried ice cream tea, you're missing out on something incredible.
I'm missing out. Can I have one?
Ice cream tea, for sure.
Thank you.
I'm going to get the Captain Americano.
He's missing out.
I'm missing out.
You can sample a little bit on the side.
There you go.
I'll hook it up.
Okay, there you go. I will do that then. That's perfect.
All right, is that going to do it?
Is that it?
No.
Stever, bacon, and red also, another one.
Okay, so two Stevers, and then the drinks. Is that going to do?
That's going to be it.
Cool. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right, man.
All right, bye.
Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
I'm a fan.
Of the song and SOPO.
And SOPO. In fact, that's my password.
SOPO.
SOPO01.
SOPO forever one.
Yes. Yes.
Now you can hack your
account. You can totally hack everything.
Because your username's obviously just Stevo.
Yeah, I found this amazing survey that they asked 2,200 adults from around the United States. It was a Harris poll commissioned by a software company. Conducted online, of course. You had to have a username and password to do the... No, I'm just kidding. Talking about usernames and passwords, and it's ridiculous. In fact, it's so ridiculous that 38% surveyed said, man, they think solving world peace is more manageable than trying to deal with yet another set of login credentials. Another 38% agreed with the statement, I would rather do house chores, e.g. my laundry, the dishes, clean the toilet, than to have to create another new username or password. What's crazy to me is 8% of people surveyed have more than 20 username password combinations. I think that's five weird. Is like, you're a champion.
Yeah, exactly. I can't remember all that. Because that's 10 things you have to remember. You have to remember the username and the password, assuming they're all different.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Adults between 18 and 34 have an average of 6 different passwords, while older age groups averaged more than 8 per person. But 37% of respondents said they have to ask for username and or password from at least one website every single month.
That's amazing.
It's infuriating. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Everstage Red, the rise and fall. 7:30 now on your Thursday morning. Steve and Mitch, welcome to the show.
Hey.
You know, I posted this on our Facebook page. According to a new Harris poll, 37% of people would rather clean toilets than try and come up with a new username and password. What's crazy to me is nearly 3 in 5 adults have 5 or more unique passwords, while 30% have at least 10. 8% have more than 20 passwords. I can barely remember the few that I have.
True, but there's one thing that I would not rather do than have a billion passwords and usernames.
Get hacked?
No.
Oh.
I think I'd rather get hacked. But... No.
No, you wouldn't, because my bank account was hacked once, and it was insane.
Oh, that's bad.
Trust me, it sucks.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible.
No, I would rather have a billion usernames and passwords than see a cockroach at any time.
I know,
time.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
I'm so sorry.
I went into survival mode. I don't know if you saw that, but I was...
Yeah, you bolted.
Yeah.
Like Olympian style, you were gone.
I would have won a few races.
You would have. You would have. That's all you have to do, apparently. Put a cockroach in your path and...
Yeah, and
I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
walking to SOPO, and there was the monstrous, like, bigger than my thumb. That's for
and
sure.
And it was so tall. It was so tall.
Just kind of walking. Hey, everybody. So I grabbed a leaf because I was going to try and pick him up.
Uh-huh.
And you.
And
were
what?
Gone.
And so was the cockroach.
Yeah, so was the cockroach. I got near him, and it was like, psh, I've never seen anything move that fast. It was like, oh, dude,
I am freaking out right now.
Think about how quickly I think it'd shoot up your leg, like just yeah.
No, you did not.
Static.
Hey, are you guys still talking about the passwords and stuff?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I remember when my mom got me a computer. She's like, okay, well, here's a password. And after she tells it to me, I'm just thinking, one second, let me go get a piece of paper. That's really long.
Right.
Did your mom make it up?
Yeah.
That's why.
It was a bunch of numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, I was staying at a friend's house in Denver, and he gave me his password to his login for, you know, like the Wi-Fi.
Oh.
And it was because it was like XJ942-714.
Lowercase zero.
Niner, you know, I was like, what is this? How would anyone ever remember this? So,
yeah.
But he somehow had it memorized. I couldn't even, yeah, it was ridiculous.
What gets me is when people do like exclamation marks.
Why?
I'm like, why?
That's part of it.
I know, but it's awful.
Yeah, but that's why, that's what gets you. People won't necessarily think that that's there.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yeah, but I saw Amazing Spider-Man, and when that dude was getting into that person's car, and he was using the little code thing, you know, it's not a guessing game.
What? What?
Do you remember when he was, that dude was trying to break into that person's car after the valet guy parked it?
Barely. Is that the first time he like confronted someone? I think
it was right after he got
small
the new
knife.
Suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knife. Ooh, my weakness.
Yeah. Small
yeah.
knives.
Him.
Yeah. Okay.
And so he used a little.
I barely
he, like,
remember
clipped
that
something
part.
On the car and he went to the code. He was like, "Ooh, I got into this car."
Go ahead.
New construction. I don't know.
It's 7:47. It's traffic time. Why aren't you prepared?
My mouth is full of food.
Thank you, Sopo.
Tastes amazing. That was disgusting.
They sponsor our traffic, and now they're ruining our traffic.
There's an accident on Comanche. At Comanche and Eubank. More construction work. Manal between Wyoming and Eubank. And more road construction. Left lane closed. Central at Elizabeth. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We've been talking about passwords and username combinations. And according to a new Harris poll, 38% of us would rather clean a toilet than think of a new password. Another 38% said attempting to solve world peace would be a more manageable task than trying to deal with yet another set of login credentials. But according to this, adults between 18 and 34 have an average of 6.7 different passwords, while older age groups averaged more than 8 per person.
How many? 6.7?
Yeah, 6.7. 6 to 7.
Okay.
Almost 7.
Okay.
8% of people had more than 20 passwords, which is just crazy to me.
You know what? Okay, I know that this is true because my mom is one of those people that has a lot of passwords.
Okay.
But I also know that she has a paper right underneath her computer.
See, that's...
Like, right underneath the computer, I'm like, oh, well, there it all
you
is.
You just told everyone where to, like, hack
yeah.
your mom's
now
computer.
Now find her.
Yeah. Well, didn't you just go visit her in Durango on
I
vacation?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
totally
crazy
not.
People can put these things together, you know, like I just did.
Good job, stalker.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's how I do.
Yeah.
When people are crazy, they do crazy things.
They be crazy.
They be crazy.
When people are crazy, they be crazy.
They be cray.
Cray cray?
Yeah. Straight up. Straight up.
On Facebook, Jordan says, I always forget my passwords, so I just reset them. I ain't cleaning no toilet. Right? Kevin says, new passwords are easy. I have 8, I just rotate. But you know, I really like a clean toilet. Tough call. Really is. Nathan, new password. Toilets are nasty.
Yeah.
Dang. Maybe I should just clean them.
Maybe they wouldn't be nasty if you regularly cleaned your toilet.
Yeah, there's this stuff, you just squirt it in there, and it's fine.
Yeah.
However,
having boys in our home...
Dude!
Let's be honest.
You told me some stories. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, so they peed on the shower curtain?
I'm like, oh, it looks like the boys had yet another a pee lightsaber duel.
Cause it
looks like we're going to have to wash the shower curtain again.
It's so gross.
You think I'm joking?
No, I don't.
Boys are insane.
So what you're telling me is that if I have a boy, just to always get like the vinyl shower curtain or like the plastic one?
Yes.
Don't get the
cloth.
That's
what we have now.
You're
true
like,
story.
Well, the shower curtain's stained,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. True story. I'm not even being funny.
That's so gross.
So I know some friends who have boys when it came time to like potty train to help them like aim better, they would use Cheerios.
Yeah.
Hey, shoot the Cheerio.
Yeah.
Aim for the Cheerio.
And they do.
I feel like even now, my children, I need to do this every time. Hey, grab a Cheerio before you go in there. You better aim well.
I feel like that one with my brother who is like 18. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you? And like, it's not. Oh, it's awful. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, really? I just sat on that.
Oh, gross. Gross.
What? It wasn't me.
I'd rather just change my password. Would way rather change my password than do that.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Katrina says, those 37% can come clean my toilet and while I come up with a new password for them.
Yeah,
there you go. And Jared says, neither one. I'd rather camp out all the time.
There you go. No toilets,
exactly.
No passwords.
Exactly.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Hello. Static.
Hey, what's up? It's Eric up in Seattle. Okay, hey, I got a solution for you.
Okay.
For your little password thing where you have to change it.
Yeah.
Keep the password the same and do -1 and you change it again, do -2. Change it again, -3. That should work.
Yeah, but how do you remember which time around it is?
Exactly.
Well, that's just it. You just had, instead of remembering a whole new password, you have to just remember that one digit.
There you go. That's true.
I don't know. It's a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if it's like 1, and then a few months later, 1, 2. A few months later, 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
That's not what I do.
Yeah, dude, for real, man. It's frustrating. Drives me crazy.
Definitely. All right, guys. You have a good morning.
All right, you too, man.
Later.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Just talking about passwords. Static. Static.
Hey, are you still talking about passwords?
Heck yeah.
Uh-huh.
I use mine as an opportunity to work on my Bible memory verse.
Hey, there you go.
For the first letter in each of the words is my password. If I need like a number, if the word 2's in there, I use the number 2.
I like that.
But what if you forget?
What if you don't remember? You're like, oh, was this John 3:16 or James 4:22?
See, that's why you can memorize it that way. You remember.
Right on. Thanks for the call.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.
Just before 8:00 and talking a little bit about passwords. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Randy.
She says, new password. Sorry, I hate cleaning toilets.
You know, Randy, she actually contributed to our last static paper.
I did. I read it. I was very excited.
She was our listener testify, which was rad. Mm-hmm. So we do this every single time. In fact, if you would like to send in a testimony or tell us a little bit about yourself, why you listen to Static Radio, what you love about Static Radio, send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. We get them in regularly, and it's always amazing, and we keep them. And like we said, Randy was in the static paper this last a whole page article, which was rad.
Yeah, so, it was really cool.
I loved it. So make sure you get it in studio@mystaticradio.com. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we're going to be talking with Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project about mentoring children and how you can get involved and, you know, do something positive in your life, helping others, you know?
Yes. Yes,
good,
I do.
Good way.
I
don't know.
The right direction. The one direction.
Going in the right direction. I like that. That's good.
I said one direction. I was making a bad
joke.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Stop and stare. We gotta take a break. But never mind. Okay. We'll be right back.
You did not.
I did. Okay. Love that band. See you, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Hallelujah, kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, Mitch.
To my show?
Yeah.
Welcome to your show.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
We have a show.
We do. Still shocking and surprising, but we're here.
Shocking.
We haven't been canceled yet.
Surprising.
That's good. Joining us in studio right now to our left, Clay Schroff.
Good morning.
Aspen Project. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I just want to apologize to all the drivers that We're going way too slow today. I want to confess.
Oh, so were you the cause of that accident? Audience.
Great, great. Nicely done.
It's good.
Oh. But it's good.
Yeah. Good job.
There so you guys
you owned it.
You guys are setting new passwords.
What would you rather do than get a new password?
You know, pretty soon you're just going to put a chip in us. We're going to scan it over something and it'll know that it's us.
I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to put that chip in us.
It's a 666
wow.
chip.
Yeah. You know what's terrifying? We're talking about passwords here. And this might be the most terrifying scientific development I've ever heard about. Scientists at the University of California, Berkeley, have managed to successfully hack private information out of people's brains. And they did it using a device that only costs about $300.
Nah.
Truth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, it could happen because they have those machines where you put the device on your head and then you try to move it with your mind and it works.
Dude, see? You're on the right track, actually. The team used a device called Emotive. It's a tool that lets people interact with computers using thought. The scientists hooked up people to these computers using Emotive, then monitored brain scans. They were able to extract their PIN numbers.
Oh, gosh.
From their ATM machine. From the ATM. I shouldn't say machine, because that's automatic.
It ain't like they can sneak up on you and slam this helmet and drill it into your head and then steal your information.
They also flashed images of people and could tell if the subjects knew them or not. The scientists say it isn't 100% effective. There was room for error. There was a lot of work to be done before it could be used as something.
They don't need to work on that.
More effective. They're working on this as a more effective lie detector test for police and federal agents.
Wow.
And to make all those crazy movies, the sci-fi movies, come true.
They could actually read PIN numbers from people's brains.
That is terrifying.
Yep.
I already don't like using my PIN. So, I barely have it memorized. How does that work?
If you weren't already afraid.
See, my brother has
it. Be afraid.
My brother has it right. He says, I'd rather cancel the account, recreate another with my original username and password, and hire someone to clean my toilets.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. I've tried that before.
Okay.
You do that, and they're like, sorry, this email is already in use.
It.
No, it's mine! It's mine! I know it's in use. It's mine!
Yeah. So
sorry.
You just get a new email.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So that's not what we're here to talk with you about, though. We're not. We're here to talk about awesome things.
Awesome things.
Yeah, not terrifying things like scientists hacking our brains, but actually using our brains to help other children turn, you know, use their brains as well.
You know, I've thought about this, and as lost as I once was, and as generous as God is to accept me into his family and adopt me as his own. And the Bible says that the word adoption is to legally take under. You have more rights under the adoption of Christ, the way that it's worded, than a biological son or daughter. And there are children out there who are lost, who are hurting, who don't know that God loves them.
Right.
And each and every one of us have a responsibility to let them know that no matter where they're at, that they're loved. And I think a lot of it is, when I talk to people, it's a lack of dying to self.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, it's that cross. You know, when the only cross that we're asked to bear is giving up a little bit of our time or a little bit of our finances, we're lucky. We're the lucky ones. And God has, when God tells us to care for the widows and the orphans, it's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. And I know that not everyone's called to foster and adopt children, but we're all called to take care of we're all called to take care of these kids in one way or another. And it could be through mentorship. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it could just be going to your local Sunday school, but make sure that when you're with these kids that you're imprinting Christ on their heart.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of programs. You can be a respite care provider, and that's going to, it's a lot of work, but it's caring for a child for 3 to 4 days. And it's giving the foster parents a time of relief. There's true foster care where you take them into your home, and it's a lot more of a commitment than is their forever commitment of adoption. But we also have mentorship. We have mentorship that you can do one time a month. And, you know,
it's nothing.
Put down the remote.
Right.
Get off the couch and let's imprint Christ on a child's heart for eternity.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get done, and God says, well done, good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
Not because I was too concerned with the things of the world. You know, we had a, it was one of those weeks where we're trying to schedule vacation and, you know, and I'm so concerned about work, and my wife was faithful to remind me that work isn't my priority, mm-hmm. you know, and I got to put my priority straight. God, my family, my church, myself, maybe work before myself, but it's way down the list.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny. As you're talking about this, I'm thinking of parents out there who maybe, and not even necessarily need to mentor another child. Maybe it's actually spending time with your own. Just last night, we were, I read The Hobbit to my boys right now. We read different books, and right now we're going through The Hobbit. And then we, you know, we pray together and hang out for a little bit in the evenings, because I do have to work during the day, which right. sucks. And I wish it weren't so, but unfortunately that's the curse that came with Adam. We're going to toil work. The ground. We're going to work. And last night we were hanging out, and Luke said, my younger son, my six-year-old, said, Daddy, how come we don't get to see you that often? I'm like, what do you mean? You know, you're in school, and yesterday was Wednesday, so it's, you know, school or work for me, and then we have church on Wednesday nights, and I led worship last night, so it was, you know, had to get there early so I could do worship practice and this and that. And so by the time we got home, it was like, oh, it's already almost bedtime, so let's, you know, get ready for bed and showers and then read the book. And so it was not really quality time last night, unfortunately. And he said, how come we don't get to see you as much? And I was like, well, I got to work. But I mean, why do you have to? Can we just, I just want to spend more time with you. And my heart, it's hard to even talk about it. My heart broke last night, you know, and I was like, man, I want to spend more time with my kids, and I want to make that a higher priority. And it's not like I'm going out and, you know, I'm partying and doing all these crazy things. It's just life. It's life. It's at work, and it's these overcommitments to whatever it may be. And it may even be an overcommitment to your church. Maybe you're stretched so thin that you're not actually spending time with that first ministry that God gave you, your family, parents. Talking to you. And so, it was something that just hit me hard last night that, man, you know what? This is my priority here. You know, God comes first. My family is right there and needs to be right there. And you know, they have football. It's football season, and they have football practice, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and life can tend to get in the way, but don't ever let that overtake that time. You know, unfortunately, I think we tend to think that Sunday school is going to be enough, and that's going to take care of them spiritually speaking, and that's not it, man. We as parents are called to lead our children in righteousness and to help them grow, man, and train them up in the way that they should go, and that's a hefty responsibility. And that's not even talking about mentoring the poor children who are fatherless, who don't even have that. This is your own children at home who you see every day, you know?
Well, in imprinting Christ on a child's heart, you know, Satan has it right. He says if you take over if you can impact the children, yeah. you control the future. And that was said through Hitler.
Yeah.
And it's true. You know, we as Christians, not everything Satan says is a lie. He just uses it for evil.
Yeah.
But what you said is, you know, we have to work. I have to work. You know, I got to provide. I got to put food on the table. There are things that we all need to do. It's what we do with the time that God has given us,
right?
That we make sure we're impacting these kids.
Yeah.
And listen, if you're overwhelmed as a parent and you don't have the time to go mentor, by the way, we're not calling you away from your own kids. And I'm glad you brought that
up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I really am. But what I am saying is, fit it in.
Yeah.
First, raise those children.
Yeah.
I'm not calling people for a year or
right,
2 years.
Right.
God has called you for a lifetime.
Yeah.
So if it's when you're 50 years old, when you're 60 years old, when you're 75 years old, or when you're youth,
yeah.
you know, the people who aren't married and don't have kids right now, man, pack in as much life and adventure as you can.
Absolutely.
And do it for the glory of God.
Well, and you can do that with your own children as well at the same time. You know, last year, I didn't think I had enough time in the world for anything. I wanted to make sure I was there, that I was able to be impactful, not just on my children, but, you know, others as well who maybe not have that. So I was like, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to coach my son's football team. So by coaching my son's football team, it wasn't just that quality time I got to spend with my son, but it was seven other young little dudes that I got to share Christ with, that we got to hang out, that we got to. So maybe it's not only fitting that time with your family, but maybe you involve your children in that process, because then they see what you're doing, whether it's volunteering at the rescue mission with your kids, feeding the homeless, doing something, and getting involved in the community in that way. Your children should be involved in that, so that they see that, not a, hey man, sorry, I got to go out right now, and mama's going to make dinner. I love you guys. I'll see you guys in the morning before school.
My wife just came back from Costa Rica,
yes,
where the Aspen Project is working with the youth. We got to go into some safe homes. They're working with girls, two young ladies that were 12 years old and pregnant because they were being, it's prostituted youth, and it's huge there. They got to go into the high schools again and share the love of Christ. And my wife took my four girls with them, and they got to see my wife in action. And of course, you know what's really cool is my wife got to be ministered to by our children.
Yeah.
And so when you're doing things of God, the things of God, here's the cool thing about God. If you're doing it for God, you can bring anybody.
Yeah.
You know, let alone your children, where you can imprint Christ on their heart. But the cool thing is, I find that the kids imprint Christ on my heart because they still have that pure, they're not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
And their minds, nothing's impossible. And as we get older, there's always the, well, I would if I only, and with kids, they don't have that. And it really, I love hanging out with youth.
Yeah.
Because they don't have anything that stops them. And we need to learn from that.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be disciples of Christ in the way that we can feed the 5,000.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. That's very true.
Absolutely. Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. If you would like more information on mentoring a child, as you said, man, it could be something as simple as once a month, taking some time out of your day to mentor someone who is fatherless. Someone who, I didn't have that. My father died when I was 6 years old. And I know as an adult how important it is to have that father figure, that mentor, that positive role model in your life, telling you that there is hope, telling you that you do have a future, and that is through Jesus Christ. Because without that, man, unfortunately, it just goes the opposite direction.
And I'm sure that your mother needed help at times.
Absolutely.
From someone walking in and saying, you know what, let me take him for a half a day or a day. Let me teach him how to fish, how to swing a bat, how to... Yeah. And it's simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my warning. The rewards that we receive for... We don't do it for the rewards, but the rewards that we receive are huge.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is. It's incredible. So aspenproject.org for all the details on that. Of course, you can call Clay directly at 410-4460.
Yep.
That's 410-4460. And as always... Dude, thank you for taking the time every week to come in here and talk about this, because it is important. And I think it is a solid reminder, and we need that reminder regularly.
What a platform for reaching. I get a lot of comments, and I want to thank the people who sponsor Static Radio. I always want to say that.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest, guys. I'm driving here, and I'm listening to you, and I feel really old. As much as I love you.
You're still cool.
You're still cool. Absolutely.
You guys rock.
And you rock as well. Thank you. All right, Clay Schroff, Aspen Project, aspenproject.org. You can check out all the details at facebook.com/mystaticradio. And awesome comment from Lisa on Facebook.
Yeah, she says, thank you, Clay, for all your hard work in advocating for the youth daily.
Yeah.
Love you, Lisa.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Clay Schroff, Aspen Project. You can check out all the details, as I said, aspenproject.org. Or give them a call, 410-4460. Gonna rock some Muzak?
Yes, sounds good.
All right, Far Less, A Toast to Bad Taste. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch. In the morning. That was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good. High five.
Duet.
Yeah. That's Nike's theme song.
Is it?
Just do it. Woo! That's it for me. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Actually, we have an hour and a half. Oh, so. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm still here. I'm still here. It is. So we've been teasing this all morning.
Yes.
And have not talked about this yet. State police arrested a 28-year-old man, Jason Como, on Saturday after the Beloved Disciples Church, it's the name of a church, Beloved Disciples Church,
okay,
reported that they found two marijuana plants growing on its property in Grove City, about 60 miles north of Pittsburgh. KDKA reported Wednesday that Como says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, bro, bro, hey.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. I love Shia LaBeouf. I act just like him." Sorry. That's exactly it. Yeah. I'll do this entire thing as Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 no. Wait, 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 wait. That's what he does. He repeats one word 1,000 times, and that's acting.
And he went up to the director, he went to Michael Bay, and he was like, "Hey, I noticed you only had me saying this word once." So, but
so I was thinking, what if, like, for emphasis?
Emphasis?
Yes.
On the wrong syllable?
Yes. I could just say it a bunch more times. Because watch, check this out. Whoa! Right?
Right.
Or, whoa, 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 whoa! Huh?
And Michael Bay was like, huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do that for all of your lines.
You know what else we need? More explosions. That was what Michael Bay said. And then they made a movie. It was called Transformers 3. That's all they did.
And then the story happened.
And then the story happened. Can I get back to the story? Yeah. Wow. KDK reported Wednesday that Jason Como says, "Hey, man, no, 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 no. Wait, 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 wait. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian."
This just got serious.
"I wouldn't have planted weed on church property if I had known the land had belonged to a church. I mean, I love Jesus. I would have planted my pot somewhere else." That's what he said.
They should have let him go.
That's what he said.
He had good intentions.
Yeah, he said it was for personal use. Hey, yeah, man, this is for personal use. This is
no big deal.
It's a personal matter, man.
Oh, hey, you're not selling it? Never mind.
Wait, 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 wait. This is personal. This is private. So had I known this was church property, I wouldn't have planted my weed plants here. I love Jesus. I'm a Christian.
Let's get down to the real matter is, why didn't he plant it at his own house?
or the actual real matter of why did he plant it to begin with? But, you know, I mean, that one, your question's cool too. That's just as valid. That's just as valid. Let's be honest here. This, unfortunately, was a national headline yesterday, and I was like, dang it.
Yep.
Once again, some dude, I'm like, whoa, hey.
I'm
no,
a Christian.
No, 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 no. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Bro, had I known that it was church property, there's no way I would have planted this weed here. I totally would have planted it somewhere else. I mean, I wouldn't have planted it because I love Jesus. No, that's not what he said. He said that he would have just planted it somewhere else. So, yeah, authorities found a small path that led from the plants to the backyard of a nearby home, and that's how they found him. Because he made a little pathway from his house.
Oh, he was making the path.
To these plants, and then back, and then was like, oh, whoa. I just thought it was a field, man. I didn't know. He was charged, rightly so, with manufacturing and cultivating a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. But, yeah, that was his big excuse when arrested by the police. Bro, well, no, 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 no. I would never do this on church property. I'm a Christian. I didn't know.
Okay.
You can't arrest me.
That's not even my favorite part of the story.
Yeah.
My favorite part is the fact that there was a path
leading from
the plant to his house.
Right, right.
Like he walked it so often. He tended to his plants.
He tended his garden, man. Yeah, yeah. The Garden of Whedon. Yes!
You're on a roll!
Whoa! I'm out! That's it for me! Oh, me in an hour and 24 minutes. Okay. All right. That's not it for me. I got more jokes.
Oh, I really hope you don't dull me down.
So what else do you want to talk about? That was it. That was my story.
Play some music.
That was my one good story. I'm just kidding. Amazing! Oh, wow. Wow. The Devious Means right now for you. Song called Porcelain Mouths. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Waverly Endless Day right here on Static Radio. just before 9. It's 8:45, which you know what that means.
Yes. There's road construction, left lane closed. Answer at McMahon. Road construction, left lane closed. Academy East at Eubank. And more construction work. Manal between Wyoming and Eubank. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. You can ask for a Steve-O or a Captain Americano. You don't have a Mitch.
No, I had the... What was that drink? Oh, the Mambo number 5.
The Mambo number 5, yes. You can ask for that as well.
Yes. Only Ian will know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I love throwing out crazy random drinks and then making them try and figure it out. We should come up with new ones tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're just going to make up.
Oh, yeah. Can we get the... Oh, dang it.
The Crisper Kirkpatrick.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes. It's got pineapple in it.
So here's you know, like the six, what is it? 6 degrees?
Of separation.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, separation.
Of Kevin Bacon.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah. I have that for Justin Timberlake.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, ready? Go.
I know Steven Christian.
Yeah.
From Anne Berlin.
Uh-huh.
Who happens to have a really big fan.
Yeah.
Named Chris Kirkpatrick, who was in NSYNC.
With?
Justin Timberlake!
Woo!
I win!
That actually doesn't really... work that way.
Or I have a shorter one. I have a shorter one for Justin.
Okay, ready? Ready? Wait. Okay.
I know Steven Christian from Amberlin, who was in an elevator with Justin Timberlake.
That is a lot quicker.
I win!
That is a lot quicker. What would you do?
I wouldn't say a thing.
Much like Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be terrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny, because I've heard like so many stories. Our dear friend Steven... He's got 1,000 of them, of like random, hey, I'm in an elevator with Imogen Heap.
Oh, yeah. Whose jacket did he caress?
Oh, that was Morrissey. That was Morrissey. He had to. But it's funny because people are just people.
Yeah.
But we don't think of it that way because of the status or because of whatever. So like, you know, Steven Christian from Amberlin, who's a dear friend of ours, who helped co-host a morning show here, who, you know, Static Radio fan. On the flip side, has so many crazy fans. You know what I mean?
But I don't feel weird about talking to him.
But so it's all perspective, which is hilarious. Because one time they were playing a show in Milwaukee, and afterwards they were hanging out, and they went to like a food place or whatever that happened to have a bar, and he was watching SportsCenter highlights from a game that afternoon. And being in Milwaukee, of course, it was all about the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
And so he's sitting there, and he's talking about Favre, because Favre was quarterback at the time, and blah, 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 blah. And this kid is talking to him like, well, yeah, but, you know, he's still really good and this and that and this, blah, 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 giving off all these stats about Brett Favre. And it was like, well, it's Milwaukee, so obviously this dude is a...
he just knows.
He's a Packers fan.
Yeah.
He's got to be a Packers fan. And it's like, dude, how do you know so much about Brett Favre? He's like, oh, well, my name's Aaron Rodgers, backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, gosh.
Huge fan of Amberlin.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Believer, awesomeness. And yet, so it's so funny because to us, you see somebody like, dude, I'm such a fan of this guy. I don't know what I'd do if I ever saw this person. And really, they're just people, and they're also fans of other people. So, it's like this weird cyclical perspective thing.
It's just our mind, like elevator music. Okay, we're sitting, let's say this is the elevator music.
Okay.
I'm in the elevator, Justin Timberlake. You're Justin Timberlake.
I feel like we have to have better...
Find elevator music,
okay,
then.
Okay, elevator music.
Something calm, serene, boring.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm thinking this is probably not elevator music.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I got it.
All right, so I get...
This is elevator music in 1984.
Ding! Okay, I'm sorry, what floor? Oh, what floor are you? You got your floor?
Can I be Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, you're Justin. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So what floor are you? Oh, yours is already pushed. Okay,
yeah,
I'm on
ding.
Floor 2.
Okay.
Ding. This is really good elevator music. This is really good music.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're talking to me?
Yeah, this is really good music.
Sorry, I was
the elevator music.
Thinking to myself how much better I am than everyone.
I was going to say that. Your music's really good, too.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm singing it in my brain right now. Oh, look at that. The elevator's playing me. Of course they are, because I'm famous. I'm Justin Timberlake.
Ding.
This is terrible.
This is my floor.
Bye. Bye. Please leave.
That's why I don't talk to them.
Why? To them? Like they're this weird race of people? Yes. Like they're this weird culture of people? I mean, they kind of are. It's kind of quirky. But it's hilarious because in reality, they're just human beings.
See,
man.
If I'm going to talk to them, it's any of them. It's not about what they do or why they're famous.
What was hilarious is me and Joey, my dear friend Joey Belleville from The Echoing Green,
yes.
Also of best friend fame. he and I used to do this TV show on the CW, which right. I guess now is actually re-airing. They're re-airing. Somebody last week said, dude, I saw you on TV. I didn't realize you had a show. And I'm like, oh, wow. There's a new, I guess, public access channel here locally that has the rights now. And so they're re-airing them. They actually want us to, they want us to do it again.
Oh,
which
cool.
sounds cool if it happens. So we were at the State Fair for one episode filming for this TV show. And Bryan Cranston was there from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And we were stoked. He had just won another Emmy.
And you're at the state fair.
Crazy fans, you know what I mean? I hadn't even really seen the show, but Malcolm in the Middle, you know, it's just, it's Bryan Cranston, and he represents New Mexico because he's awesome. Breaking Bad's filmed here, and he's right there.
Yes.
And so our cameraman slash producer slash editor slash everything, Dan, said, we should try and get him on the show. And it's like, I'm not going to talk to him. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ask him. So I walked over to him. And the cool thing was that this is all on camera. So it's actually in the episode. I walked over and I'm like, hey, excuse me, Mr. Cranston, Bryan, can we talk to you on camera real quick for this thing? You know, and he's like, what's this for? You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we do this TV show. It's local. It's on CW. It's called You Rock Albuquerque. And then he looks and he was like, oh, I've seen it. I love you guys. Yeah. And so walks over and he sees Joey and he's like, hey, man.
Gosh.
Shakes Joey's hand. And he's like, I love the ice blocking episode. You guys are hilarious. And it was like, oh, okay. And then after that, it was just awesome.
That's
you know what
cool.
I mean? It was just cool. And then we got to do the celebrity softball game and golf tournament and whatnot, Breaking Bad stuff. And he was the coolest guy in the world after that. But it was just the fact that we were freaking out because there's Bryan Cranston, and we walked over there and he was like, oh, yeah, I've totally seen your show.
You're like,
you guys are great. I was like, oh, right, because you're a human being.
Right, and so exactly.
I think the problem is we put people on these pedestals, like this idea that they're this, you know, wow, but you don't understand this platform. And it could be anyone. It doesn't have to be a celebrity in the sense of a movie star or maybe a rockin' somebody in a band. Usually it's the lead singer.
Usually,
who gets put to that pedestal. It could be a pastor. Mm-hmm. It could be someone of that status where it's like, you don't understand. Yeah, but this pastor, he's been on Nightline, and this is my pastor, and there's 47 campuses. You know, it doesn't matter who it is.
Mm-hmm.
We can easily put somebody on that pedestal, and that's a dangerous place to be when you think about it. Putting anyone above Christ, putting anyone on that pedestal of fame or of whatever, where it's like, I aspire to this person, to the stature of this, to whatever it is of this, over Christ is scary, and we do that regularly.
All the time.
I still do that. It doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
Bono.
Yeah, exactly. I worry, and I've said this a few times, but I worry about the pedestal that people like Tebow is put on.
Right.
Or the girl, I think her name is like Lauren, she's in the Olympics, but she's
a believer
committed to be pure until marriage.
Right.
And so I worry about them because they are put on this pedestal, and as soon as they mess up, it's like, oh, well, obviously they're falling.
Yeah.
They're not real Christians, or, you know, it's stuff like that. Okay, they're human.
Right, absolutely. We are all fallen. We're all going to make mistakes at some point or another, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Man, Paul talks about that in Romans, you know, wretched man that I am, the things I don't want to do, I'm still doing, the things I want to do, I'm not doing.
Right.
But we tend to put anyone, it doesn't matter. There's this platform, there's this pedestal, and someone, look to yourself. Who is on that platform? If it's anyone other than Christ, then
it's not okay.
We need to re-examine that, because you're right. I mean, and we do it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a name, and I'm going to see the reaction that is invoked in you. Justin Bieber.
I knew it. And
you're a believer.
I'm a believer.
You read the Bible.
You can't take credit for that.
I'm not taking credit for it.
I said it first.
You did say it first. I know you did. That's still scary.
It's still hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, we have fun with that. You're kind of hilarious about that one. You're not really like a crazy soccer fan of Biebs, but we tend to. And I mean, look at that. When what's scary about that is, you can start to believe that about yourself.
Exactly.
And so that's why even for me, it was very scary even coming back to radio, because I was in radio for some years. And man, I'm a human. And I fell. I blew it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's easy, because when somebody else is saying these things about you, it's easy to believe that about yourself. You have to come to a place where you know, no matter what it is, what I believe about myself is this. I'm redeemed. I'm made righteous through Jesus Christ, and that's how God sees me, so that's how I need to see myself.
Exactly.
That I'm fallen, I'm broken, yet I'm redeemed. There's therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ. I'm made righteous through Him, but it is nothing that I do. It is only Christ.
Right.
And so if we can keep that mentality and that attitude, we'll be in a much better position, but it's scary sometimes.
And it's hard to keep that mentality and
attitude. It really is. It really is.
It is so difficult.
Something to think about. I have no idea how we got here, but...
I don't remember.
NSYNC?
6 degrees of separation.
Yeah. Thanks, JT.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, we've got more and more to talk about, including one area that is actually wanting to fine people for something that is done every single day. We'll talk about what that is right after this. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Able Firewalk with me right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 9:07 now.
9 o'clock hour.
Yay, it is here.
It is.
It is our final hour before Friday.
What?
How crazy is
that? That's crazy, yo.
This week has flown by. Speaking of crazy, I want to talk about something.
Something crazy?
Something crazy. We've been teasing it this morning, and this is interesting. We've talked about this once before, back in June. Middleborough, Massachusetts, passed a measure that slaps people caught cursing in public with a $20 fine.
Right.
That's acceptable. That seems reasonable, right?
Well, depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure 1980s Die Hard movie would be really bummed out.
Yeah.
So, or any R-rated movie from the 80s.
True. Because
it was like an overabundance of language.
Mm-hmm.
So weird going back and like trying to watch one, and we're like, oh.
Yeah, I know. I turned on.
Well, how did I not hear all of this?
Exactly. I turned on an 80s movie. It's like, oh, I love this movie. Whoa. Yeah. They are totally being okay right now.
Yeah.
They had no limits.
So, Brussels. You know where Brussels is?
Brussels.
Belgium,
of course. Wait, Belgium waffle, Brussels sprouts. What else?
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower, Belgium.
Yeah, Belgian waffles and Brussels sprouts are all I can think of. Which, by the way, love both of those things.
So good.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Especially in sandwiches. Mmm.
Ooh, I've never had them in sandwiches.
Really good.
My wife rocks them. Like, she'll cut them in half and then, like, a little bit of soy sauce and does this crazy, like...
Ooh.
Yeah. Actually,
good.
No, that's the broccoli. So no soy sauce.
I don't
usually
broccoli.
Like garlic and, yeah. I don't even
know. It's
remember.
All good. It's
she makes it somehow. I better learn how she makes it, because it's tasty and if, you know.
You want it.
I want it, and she's like working or not around. I should probably learn that one. She's getting really pregnant. It's third trimester.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do more, but I don't know how to do a lot of things.
Have her tell you the instructions from the...
Yeah. She's been patient and helpful.
That's
and
good.
Trying to help me when I'm like, okay, no, you sit down. I'm cooking tonight. I'm doing this. Where's the butter? What do I... Am I supposed to... Okay, high heat, is that like 5? Like, what's high mean? Oh, there's actually a high button. Okay.
See, and I'm the least patient person, so I need to work on that. Like, Kelly's like, where are the knives? Where they always are.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Okay.
I'm learning. I'm trying to figure this out. But, yeah.
Good job.
It's somewhat working out. Anyways, okay, right back to Belgium. We're going to Belgium. Get this. Quote, this is from the mayor, Freddie Thiemelmans. That's
Thiemelmans.
Okay. Any form of insult is from now on punishable, whether it be racist, homophobic, or otherwise.
Wow.
Fines will range between 75 and 250 euros.
Whoa, that's more expensive.
For any form of offensive language, or sexually harassing tone of someone in public.
Aren't euros like double? So 75 is like almost 150.
150 almost?
Yeah.
150 to 500 for this fine,
yeah.
Which is a bit more expensive than the $20 fine that Massachusetts currently has, or at least in Middleborough. They say, quote, it's mainly for aggressive behavior or verbal assault of someone who's a distance away from you. It's really just about when it rises above what is, quote unquote, acceptable behavior. So the question is, like, what is acceptable? Because they're not outlining, okay, you can't say this, you can't say this, you can say this. I mean, to someone, it doesn't matter how sprinkled with niceties.
Niceties.
It could be. You could be verbally abusive to somebody. You could be rude to somebody. Or you could just, if I'm offended by, it could be something as simple as someone, you know, I don't even know. If there's somebody you don't like, it doesn't matter how nice they try to be. If somebody approaches you that you're not a super fan of, even if they're trying to be nice, you could be like, I was offended by that.
Yeah.
Because I don't like you. So stop contacting me. You don't get to say that to me anymore. You don't get to talk to me like that. So therefore, that costs you $500.
So exactly. What if you owe?
Who's to say?
Yeah. Who makes that decision? Is it the police, that the person who's dealing with the problem at the time?
Right.
I don't know.
Who knows? But according to this story, Brussels, Belgium, they want everyone to be nice, and if you're not nice, it's going to cost you 75 to 250 euros. Any form of insult, punishable. Racist, homophobic, or otherwise, they said.
So are they going to have a list of what's insulting?
Well, what if it's something as simple as, I mean, scripture does say that the gospel is an offense, right?
Yes.
So you start talking to somebody about Jesus, what's to say that that's not offensive to somebody because you just in turn, you know, already in Canada, there's that hate speech idea that, hey, you can't say that. You can't say Jesus is the only way because then you're telling that person that their way isn't acceptable and that's just offensive and that's wrong. So where do we draw the line?
Well, apparently it just has to be with the government. Because, I mean, even in like, China.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really allowed to talk about Jesus. You're not allowed to witness.
Yeah.
Openly.
Right. At least this is just a fine. It's not punishable by death.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean,
it could turn into that, I think.
505-338-3700. It is. 505-338-3700. That's the phone number. Curious your thoughts. Brussels planning to fine offensive language. But of course, they don't outline what is offensive. They say any form of insult is now punishable, whether it be racist, homophobic, or otherwise.
I feel like there are plenty of loopholes within this. Loopholes to get out of a fine, like, oh, I was just joking. Or no, that's our Nick. That's like what I've always called him. He's just all of a sudden.
Could it be that it's by the offended party? Like, well, I was offended, so it doesn't matter. Because people are always going to say that.
And they could be lying.
You could be, yeah. Or, I mean, I think of the story of Billy Graham on the golf course with the pro golfer. And they did this round of golf, you know, the celebrity golf tournament. And at the end of it, it was like, hey, what was it like, you know, golfing with Billy Graham? And it was like, oh, it was awful. It was preachy and this and that. And Billy Graham said he didn't even mention Jesus once. You know, he was just hanging out golfing with the guy trying to have friendly conversation. But the guy was so taken aback by his demeanor and just the way Billy Graham was, he hated it and was super put off by him. And Billy Graham said, dude, I didn't even mention Jesus once. I was just
golfing
and hanging out with him. You know, so what is, who defines what's offensive these days?
I think
it's a scary place to be.
It's a scary place to be, and they have to make a list, and it's forcing morals upon people.
Yeah, but whose morals is the question?
Exactly.
Because this is in Brussels, Belgium, where they say any form of insult now punishable, whether it be racist, homophobic, or otherwise. I wonder if that gets into the religious realm, because if we're talking and having a conversation and somebody has a completely different belief, so then will we both be fine? Because if somebody's telling me how, no, but I go this way and I love E.T. and aliens and I say, yeah, that's crazy, Jesus, blah, 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 and they're offended by me, could I just in turn say, well, I'm offended because this is the way.
Oh, see.
So now who's going to get fined? Both of us?
There is no absolute truth. Just kidding.
Which is what most people would say in this relative postmodern society. That's what most people will say.
Our Western culture.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Thoughts?
Yeah, Carl said, so if I pull your mother was a hamster and your father smelled of elderberries, is that offensive?
Yes.
I don't know how elderberries smell. I feel like they'd smell good.
elderberries?
What does that smell like?
I've never smelled an elderberry before.
My mom is not a hamster.
Right? So offensive. That's find.
Yeah, go ahead. MyStaticRadio.com. Donate button right there.
Yeah, there you go. You're fine. You must donate now. MyStaticRadio.com. That's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we'll do with the money. Yeah, this is in Brussels, Belgium. I don't think they've ever heard of static radio.
It's possible they could.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Some cool hand Luke for you now. A song called This Is Love. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hola.
Welcome to the show.
Sorry, forgot about the duet.
Welcome to the show. Thank you.
This is so bad. Oh.
Thank you for listening for those 8 seconds.
I'm sorry you left.
Talking about Belgium. Brussels, to be exact. They want everyone to be nice. Can't we all just get along?
Can't we all just be friends?
Can't we all just listen to the Beatles all the time and hold hands and just
be
friends?
Don't worry. Be happy.
Unfortunately, that's not always going to happen. We're not always going to love everyone in the sense of hanging out with them and wanting to bro down with them constantly all the time. Yeah. We are called to love our enemies.
Yes.
That doesn't mean we have to like barbecue with them and go bowling. It just means, you know.
Just love.
Yeah. So, anyways, the mayor quoted as saying, any form of insult from now on is punishable. I don't know what accent they have in Belgium.
Punishable!
Whether it be racist, homophobic, or otherwise, thus saith the Brussels.
They just over-exaggerate everything. Yeah. That's what Belgians do.
That's right. Sounds like, well, isn't it Brussels sprout, right? So Brussels sprout. So he looks like a Brussels sprout. I just picture like the asparagus guy. Asparagus. Hello! I am the Brussels sprout. It's mainly for aggressive behavior or verbal assault of someone who's a distance away.
That's good.
Yeah.
Isn't he like a professor or something? I don't know.
Professor Brussels?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's really hard to say. Professor Brussels.
Oh, man. Yeah. Professor Brussels. There we go.
Yeah, yeah. So, what are your thoughts? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Speaking of the old 80s movies.
Yes.
And this Belgium thing, it made me think of Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Haven't seen that movie in years.
Yeah, well, everything is Taco Bell, and he gets a little ticket for every time he says a bad word.
Oh, that's right! I do remember
that.
Yeah,
the ideal, futuristic, you know, everything's the ideal.
Taco Bell was the ideal?
That's so weird.
What a horribly
and
depressing
all the radio,
future.
Yeah. All the songs were commercials.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I haven't seen that movie in so many years.
Sounds interesting.
That's what it sounds like they're trying to do. Like, yeah but, you know, Dennis Leary was like the rebel underneath, you know, making, who knows, cat burgers, whatever.
Right.
Gross.
Wow. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
I got a long shot question. Say in Belgium, somebody in an office is listening to Static Radio, and that offends a coworker. Can they find Static Radio?
Ooh, right?
Mm.
That's a good
that
one.
Over the airwaves.
Over the airwaves. That's an
right.
outstanding
ponder
question.
That thought all day long.
Yeah, I will. Right. Thanks, man.
Hey, have a blessed day.
You too. 505-338-3700, Brussels, Belgium. They want everybody to be nice, and if not, it's going to cost you. Now, it's not like in Massachusetts. They did this in June in Middleborough. They passed a measure that slaps people caught cussing with a $20 fine. Now, this one is between 75 and 250 euros for using, quote-unquote, offensive language or sexually harassing someone in public. Any form of insult, they said, is now punishable, whether it be racist, homophobic, or otherwise. Now, here's the thing. They mentioned racist. They mentioned homophobic. So what is considered homophobic? You know, we do a show called Shock Therapy Live where we've had that question many times. What does the Bible say about homosexuality? Bible says it's a sin. So if we're talking about that, would that be offensive? I mean, I know it is because we had people call in and say it was. And so, man, that's a scary place to be.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, it's funny that you're talking about being nice and everything. My Bible verse for the day on my Bible app is Galatians 6:10 that says, therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone,
but
to those in the family of faith.
That is, wow. Thank you so
Nicely
much.
Nicely done.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, have a good day. Right.
You too.
505-338-3700 or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Robert says, that's such a slippery slope. I could say I like someone's shirt, and if they take it wrong, it's offensive. Fight the power, man.
Fight the power! That was actually like Public Enemy.
Yeah.
That was one of my first tapes.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
So proud of you.
I'm serious. Is that weird?
It's tapes?
Yeah. One of my first tapes.
Wow.
Little white kid. Rocking Fear of a Black Planet right. by Public Enemy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
That and Run DMC.
Casey says, honestly, I feel like obviously that never happened here because I do believe it's against our rights, but that would be pretty nice in my opinion.
Yeah. See, it's scary. I agree.
It sounds nice.
It sounds great on the surface. However, yeah, somebody could be offended. People are offended by things I've said in the past on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So therefore, I could get slapped with a big old fine.
Yes.
You never know.
So, as that one caller said, through the airwaves, does that count?
Yeah, right. ESPN this last week actually edited out a word on a college football program where, one of the commentators was talking and he said that, you know, it was about a situation. He said, man, if that was me, I'd be pissed.
And they edited
that word out because they said, that's offensive. You can't say that.
Really?
Even though that's not part of, you know, FCC regulations or whatever. And,
that's weird.
Right? And it became a big controversy of, really, that you edited that word out? Why did you edit that word out? It's not, you know what I mean? And so it comes down to, like, who determines what is quote-unquote offensive?
The person in charge at the moment.
Right. Static. The temper trap. Sweet disposition. We have too much fun here. Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch, and we are just about out of show. We have tons of comments to get to on Facebook, but to catch you up, if you're just joining us, Brussels, Belgium wants everyone to be nice.
Yeah.
And if you're not, it's going to cost you something. Any form of insult is now punishable, whether it be racist, homophobic, or otherwise.
By death.
End quote.
Oh.
No. End quote before by death. Fines will range between 75 and 250 euros. For using offensive language or a sexually harassing tone.
Never mind.
You know, I'm not going to go there. So even if you asked that, I'd probably pretend like I didn't hear you.
Not only do we not have enough time for that.
Yeah.
Just not going to happen.
I enjoy my job. So.
I enjoy.
Yeah.
I have to leave.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Yeah. Quote, it's mainly for aggressive behavior or verbal assault of someone who's a distance away from you. Said Mimi Dufili. A 63-year-old resident of the town. It's really about when it rises above what is acceptable behavior. So the question was, what is acceptable behavior? You know, who defines that? So we want to know your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Jacob has the same question. He says, my question is, who decides which words are offensive? Do they vote on them? Take what you can't say on TV or what? He doesn't know.
Yeah.
And would that mean the list would change depending on the vocabulary?
Right.
Yeah, we just totally talked about that.
We just talked about that, yeah.
What gay used to mean.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. I was thinking about, you could even talk about some scripture. You can talk about some scripture.
Dude.
And words that were, like, even in the King James Version.
Booty.
Booty, yeah. Well, I was thinking about Samson slaying people with the jawbone
of
something.
Yeah.
And granted, it means something entirely different, but still, that word is offensive to many people.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I agree with Jacob.
Yeah. Jeff says, I'd like to tell those Belgium lawmakers they're idiots to their face, unless I'd get fined for that.
Which
and you would.
You would. It's implemented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Paul says, unfortunately, you can't legislate morality unless they have a list of specific words I can find offensiveness in anything. People say if I look hard enough.
Yeah.
True. Love the idea, but I don't see it working.
Yeah.
Carolyn, she says, thing is, you can't make a lot of things offensive. You can make a lot of things offensive depending on how you say them and the context you said them in.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes sense to ban a word
Yeah.
If you
Now you have to read the rest of that as Bane. It doesn't make sense to Bane a word.
Bane a word?
Hello.
It's kind of silly to me.
Welcome to the show. I sound like the turtle from Neverending Story. I'm the scary bad guy in Batman.
I don't think it makes sense to ban a word. It's kind of silly to me, but I can see them making a law about a restaurant or store being able to ask someone to leave if they find their language offensive or disruptive to others.
Does that mean that if The Dark Knight Rises was in Belgium, they could get fined for being offensive?
Yes.
Because Batman and Bane's voices are both stupid.
Offensive. They're offensive.
They're offensive to me.
They took 3 hours of my life. I am offended.
Nobody's scared of a guy who has marbles in his mouth.
Whoa, subtitles.
Subtitles. Yeah,
sorry,
those are not
I'm sorry.
Here?
I didn't realize this was, yeah.
I didn't know this was a foreign film.
I didn't
film.
Realize they filmed this in Honduras. So, cool. Sweet. To all the Hondurans listening, I apologize if that was offensive. And then Bane sounds like the turtle from Neverending Story.
I know.
There's nothing scary about him at all.
Hello, yes, welcome to the movie. I'm Bane.
He has some pretty severe asthma. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know everybody thought it was a masterpiece.
No. I
thought it was a masterpiece as well.
Nice. And we're out.
And that's it for me.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I can't believe I gotta go.
Yeah, you need
I gotta go. The time of the show where it comes to an end has come upon us, and you want to do a final Facebook comment? What do we got?
Sure. Do you want me to read the really long one or
Why
the really
not?
Short one?
Why okay. not?
Really, Mike says, that law would be difficult to define and dangerous in the hands of an evil person. Hitler.
Yeah, he's not here anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding. Conspiracy theory. What if a cop didn't like you for any reason, or like your faith, for example? All mm-hmm. he has to say is, you said something offensive. While the prospect of not having to hear swear words or derogatory statements sound nice, the potential for that would be to be abused is too high. There we go.
Yeah.
I wonder what they are going to do. Due to
the movies,
which is with the movies and such things.
Oh
yeah, are they going to have to?
Yeah,
but that's not real life.
Well,
that's
I guess you life. Know, according to them, it's when someone verbally assaults someone else. So technically, movie wouldn't count because it's not directed towards a certain individual. It's on screen. It
right.
would be so you couldn't regulate television. This is actually like live in person. Someone. So I mean, you could, however, though we're talking pastors. Think about a pastor on a pulpit mm-hmm. who is speaking out to an audience. If an audience member is offended because they're convicted by their sin, could that be quote unquote offensive? This person made me feel bad. This person offended me.
Yeah.
I mean, where does it end? So
the only shows that they'll have to cancel is everything on AMC, South Park and Family Guy.
FX. yeah, right. There's so many more.
So more.
So many more.
MTV. None
Pretty
of that.
Pretty much every.
They can't even. So. He followed up. He says, "Does this mean that they only have G-rated movies?"
Yeah.
No, because I've watched G-rated movies, and they also have some comebacks.
They're
like,
just
ooh.
Wittier about it.
They're wittier.
You're like, all the grown-ups are like, "Oh!" And the kids are like, "I don't know what that means. That's hilarious." Like, don't ever repeat
that bird
ever
say?
Again.
Iago. You're like,
yeah.
Oh gosh.
Whoa. Yeah.
Disney little kids. Oh, they don't get it.
I know. Yeah, it's okay. that's it for us. We're out.
Yes.
Another solid day in the books. We will see you guys again mañana. If you missed part of the show, we podcast at least part of it. You know, mystaticradio.com. You can catch whatever the computer felt like recording today. So
have
at
it.
Of
its own.
Yeah. Enjoy some of it. And
we have some of the podcast.
Yeah,
check it out.
We have some of it. So make sure you check some of it out because it's partially amazing. And that's it for us. We'll see you guys again mañana. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.